Mary's joy was returned at seeing the risen Jesus and recognizing him as Lord. And now a meditation. Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping, and she speaks. O God, where shall I go? What shall I do? No hope, no purpose. Nothing but endless, empty hours. He made me live, and since that day I have drawn strength from him. O my Master, my Lord, why did you have to die? We were all so terribly adrift. We thought we were supporting you, but now I see we were a weight you carried every day. Mary turns to the tomb. You ask me why I weep? Weep? I want to batter down on heaven's doors and shriek in protest that it should come to this, that I cannot even say what once was him is here, and at least touch the rock for memory's sake. She turns and sees a figure standing. Are you the keeper of this garden? For if you are, tell me, for pity's sake, where you have taken him. You say my name as only Master. Yes, Lord, I'll tell them. I'll tell the world. So Mary's joy returned at seeing Jesus as her Lord, the risen Lord. What a day it must have been for Mary. Such sadness. Not only had Jesus been crucified and died, and his body placed in a tomb on the Friday, all of which she had seen with her own eyes. But now on the third day, there wasn't even a body. The tomb was empty. Someone must have moved his body. There could be no other explanation. And she stood there, weeping. It was Easter Day, the day of resurrection. But Mary didn't know that. She didn't know that it was such a wonderful day to be. I wonder how many are there today who do not know that it's Easter Day, the day of resurrection, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. How many in this town? How many are sad? How many are weeping, not knowing how their lives will turn out? Or who are lonely and cannot see how things can ever change for them, that nothing can ever be any different? How many? But Mary's life did change, didn't it? And change for the better. Because there in the garden, where Jesus' body had been laid on the Friday, It was there no longer because there he was, alive. Alive. He needed no longer to have a tomb. And Mary heard him speak her name as only he could. And this was definitely Jesus, there's no doubt about it. And Mary was given a mission to go to the disciples and tell them what Jesus had said to her, that he was returning to his Father and their Father, to his God and their God. A glorious message to share, that Jesus' Father was their Father and he wasn't leaving them on their own. The day had begun in such sadness for Mary, but it finished with such joy. And she had been given the privilege of being the first one to see Jesus following his resurrection. And surely we who know that today is the day of resurrection need to help those who have not yet understood this, who have not yet given their lives to Jesus, who have not yet received the same joy to know and to realize that it's meant for them too, as it's meant for us. The joy of recognizing Jesus, the living Jesus, as Lord. Next snapshot of joy is concerning the disciples as they were in the room on that first. And another short meditation on that. Pull back the bolts. Later that same day, the disciples were together behind locked doors. Who's there? Starting at every sound, they slumped behind locked doors, defeated, shattered. In such an earth, there was no place for him or for his God. Jesus came and stood among them. Peace be with you, he said. Peace be with you. That voice. In this room, this very room, not held by lock or bar, here, in this very room, he lives. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Then he breathed on them, saying, receive the Holy Spirit. Pull back the bolts, we must away. He was here, but now he's out ahead of us, out in the conflicts of the world for which he died, the world for which he lived. The disciples found joy from despair. The disciples gathered together, possibly to support one another on another dark day, or so it must have seemed to them. Jesus, their teacher, the Lord, the one whom Peter has even called the Son of God, had been crucified. So what could they do now? What was the future going to be for them? They gathered together behind locked doors for fear of the Jewish authorities. We know this story so well, don't we? But can we really imagine now how we would have felt if we had been there? Wouldn't we wanted also to have locked and bolted the doors for fear? Yet despite those locked doors, here was Jesus among them, saying, "Peace be with you." Jesus showed them the marks in his hands and his side. It really was him. And joy returned to them. In fact, it says they were overjoyed. Joy is even more real when it follows a time of despair and darkness, when life has been turned upside down. Maybe we have had times of such dark experiences in our lives and have been able to come through as Jesus has become truly alive for us in that time. Jesus is still our teacher. Jesus is still the Son of God for us and for all who come into his presence. And he wants to be the Saviour for all people. For those who ignore him, those who do not believe in him, for those who do not know him or of him, and for those who now love him. Jesus died and rose again to resurrection life for all people, for all. And so there is joy from despair. Joy from despair. A meeting during a journey. New meaning giving to long familiar words. A shared meal. In such simple things, you come. Dispelling gloom, renewing hope, restoring life. Yet often we are blind and only afterwards say, "That day, it was the Lord." Lord, help us to see more clearly that we may recognize you near, not only in the solemn churchly rites, but in the basic stuff of life, the road we travel, the people we meet, and the bread we break. These two disciples were on the road going away from Jerusalem. They were going back to Emmaus, to their home. There was nothing left for them there in Jerusalem now that Jesus had died. There was no point in staying. The source of their hope was dead. They'd expected so much from Jesus. It seemed, in a way, that he'd let them down. So when a stranger joined them, they were willing and eager to talk to him about what had happened and how they felt. They so needed to talk to someone to express their sadness and their sorrow. And they seemed to have a willing listener, not realizing, of course, that it was Jesus himself that they were talking to. But we know that when we have times of sadness and despair, we can talk to and share our sorrows with Jesus. He's always willing to listen to us, even more than we are willing to share with him. And he's ready to respond with words of comfort and strength and peace for our hearts. When Cleopas and his companion realized that it was Jesus who had been with them in the breaking of the bread and the giving of thanks, they quickly wanted to hurry back to Jerusalem and to the disciples to tell them that they had met with the living Jesus and that he was truly alive. There's such good news, they needed to share it, and they hurried back on the same road that had come on back to Jerusalem. Easter reminds us that the resurrection of Jesus is true and that he is alive. Alive through his Spirit in the world today. So we too can rejoice with exceeding great joy as we too have a road to follow. God leaves us free to choose the direction that we take to travel, but he does call us to follow his way and his road. And the road signs are there for us in the Bible, for us to follow as we see them. And so the Cleopas and his companion found the joy of following the right road to Jesus. Mary had found the joy of knowing Jesus as her Lord. The disciples in the upper room found the joy of realizing that Jesus was alive, that out of their sadness and despair came joy, exceeding great joy. And Cleopas and his companion found the joy of following the right road to find Jesus. A prayer of confession. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for the times when, like lost sheep, we have strayed from your path, confident that we knew a better way. Forgive us our pride, our foolishness, and our self-will. And we confess that we are sometimes tempted to leave your path because we are afraid of the cost of the journey. Forgive us when we have chosen to prefer our own needs over those of others and settled in our own comfort. Give us faith to make the journey. And if the cross seems to lie ahead, help us to see further than its apparent failure to the victory that Jesus won there and the eternal life that lies beyond for those who follow the path and believe. Forgive us and help us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.